American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Ramirez!
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, the best places to drop a deuce, and the beautiful arch downtown, the old one this week. It's the Worst Little Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, and your other host is Chewbacca, Josh Martin,
good evening.
Dogwater Dick in the back, and this week our guests are Steve Funk.
Hi!
And
I fucked it up real bad.
Will Houck.
Will Houck. Hello.
I don't know why that name just like Houck. I want to say Ren Howick.
It's just like the
Howick. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
I
want to
say Howick, but it's Houck.
Just think about the football coach for Montana.
Do you get a lot of that Ren stuff?
That clears it.
He gets a lot of that Ren stuff.
Yeah. It's Houck like house. That might help you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like house. Mm-hmm. Houck.
Will Houck. Yep. You should maybe stay in. Change your stage name to Will House.
Will House.
Yeah. Will Hoek.
Son House.
That's right, my Will House.
Will House. I'm just kidding.
I like it.
All right, yeah. What I did also fuck up in the intro is I didn't say from KNVC Radio, 95.1 and KNVC.org.
Right.
This is what the show's about. It's about the community radio. And already we have to beep what I've just already said.
Yeah, you made a mess of it right away. Get it out of the way. You have a question? You want to throw a question in my at me?
How was your weekend, Steve Funk?
Oh, the weekend. Well, the weekend was great. We played my band. We have a band, Wabuska Yachting Club.
Yes.
Not Wabuska.
You've been on, once or twice on the show?
Only once?
I think only once.
Then you've been
on Two
Merry
Anarchies.
It was a great show, wasn't it?
Check that out, everybody out there.
Everybody, check it out. The band played one of the events that was happening for Memorial Day, and the wind was so intense on the outdoor stage that it picked up the tent that they had put attached to the stage as a green room, and flipped it up in the air and threw it on top of the building.
Oh, wow. Where was this at?
So all of a sudden, all of our cookies and chips were exposed to the hoi polloi.
Where was that at?
It was at what they call the bunker, that underground VFW post here in Reno.
On Moana.
Just off Moana,
that's a
right?
Building. That's a really cool building.
It's on a street called Historic Lane.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But it's underground, but we had the party above ground.
Mm.
Yeah. It was fun. It was
windy
a good time.
Day. Cool.
Yeah. So that's what I did this weekend.
Yeah, Will.
I didn't do much at all this weekend. You know what I did is I did my event on Sunday called Vinyl Picnic. So
ooh, nice.
Right.
Yeah. Relevant.
So that's through with a partnership between KNVC and the Brewery Arts Center in Carson City. And it's an idea I had, and Spike McGuire from the BAC got it going. And we're doing that once a month on the last Sunday of every month. And I bring in my turntables. I got two turntables and a microphone. And I bring a bunch of vinyl. Mm-hmm. And we invite people to bring their own records as well. And I'll just spin records for 2 hours. And it's a free event meant for just people to just kind of come and hang out and listen to music together. And so people, it's cool. People come in and they'll flip through the records and be like, oh, I haven't heard this in forever. And I'll put it on for them. And last week, someone brought a bunch of singles, like pop music from the 80s. There's like Cyndi Lauper and stuff like that. And that was super fun. So that was on Sunday from 2 to 4.
It sounds like a fun event.
It's a vinyl orgy.
Nice.
Ooh. What it is.
I like those.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I don't even have to be high for that.
No. But it's, you know, one of the things, the radio station, you know, you walk into most radio stations nowadays, the community radio stations are very different from the commercial radio stations. That's a point I want everybody to understand. Different in that we're way better than them. And they, you know, you walk into their studios now. Is there a turntable anywhere? No. Mm. Nobody plays vinyl on the air anymore unless you're in a cool little place like we are. We broadcast from downtown Carson City in a historic building called the Adams House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's 102 years old, and it's a Craftsman, and so it's got all these beautiful built-in cabinets and all that kind of stuff inside. And it's a real homey place to make radio that's really down-to-earth and really, you know, close to the community, because everybody who participates is a volunteer. Everybody.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an awesome thing.
Much like K-Wink.
Very much like K-Wink, but different, much different, too.
Yeah,
K-Wink is under the aegis of the university. Right?
Oh, okay.
Right? And they have a deal. They Wolfpack Radio and KWNK, they work together, and I think that's how it works. Right. But they're much – they play a lot more kind of younger stuff than we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Our many of our volunteers are retired people, not everybody. I mean, obviously, Will's working his butt off at Carson High School every day of the work week. And many of our volunteers are also working people. But there's a cadre of volunteers who are, you know, in the gray hair category. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of brings it, like, we have a great 80s show that Monica Marchenko does called Awesome 80s. And she really digs into that stuff deep. Greg Meyer does his show, mostly 70s rock show, where the classic golden era of music. But, you know, we're also playing a lot of great folk music that you won't hear anywhere else. In fact, that's what we're all about. That's part of our mission as a community radio station, is that, you know, we're to give voice to the things that don't have
voices
already.
Like a non-corporate, non-forced playlist.
You know, you can't blame the commercial radio stations. They're chasing the almighty dollar.
Yeah, they got to do what they got to do.
Right, and they're competing with each other, and they have high overhead. We don't have any of those things. We don't compete. We collaborate. We keep our overhead at an absolute minimum so that we can serve the community as real as it can be.
That's beautiful.
It is in a lot
organic.
Of ways. You guys, you've never been to the studios, have you? You should
no.
come by sometime.
Yeah.
We're going to have a summer party.
That'd
I'll get
awesome.
You an invite.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think we're all like a bunch of radio heads. Mm-hmm. I think we'd really enjoy that.
Well, cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome anytime, of course, to come down and just check it out. But you got to call ahead because we're not always in the building.
I want to do a 78s radio show, like not the year 78, like the 78 records.
Do you have a bunch, Rick?
Yes, I have a shit ton of 78 records.
Nice. Yeah.
That'd be a cool show.
There's a gal in Carson City who owns the Comic Coffee Shop, and she was talking about wanting to do a show where she would play music off of 78s and then talk about that era in Carson City and Northern Nevada, about what life was like back in the
30s.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think like, that would be right up Rick's alley.
Oh, my
Story
God.
Time with a soundtrack. That's hella cool.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
Like City of Trembling Leaves era. When Reno looked like Fallon does now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe prettier.
I'm
prettier,
hell excited.
Right?
But, Fallon is gorgeous.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon's pretty.
Yeah, well, two of our guys who run shows, Jim, who's supposed to be here tonight, Jim Bowers.
Yeah, but flaked on us, Jim. No. You flaked.
You can't trust radio people, especially from Carson.
Even when they're volunteers, apparently.
Yeah, we weren't sure this was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. So Jim shows on Friday nights. It's called Blank Tape Radio, and he spins almost all vinyl for his hour.
Aww.
And then Andy Harrison, with his show Just Punk Enough, he does all punk vinyl now. So,
Rad.
Yeah, so we got two good record players in there, and I spent a lot of I like to go thrift store shopping and buy old country records, and so I've been spending that the last couple months on the show as well.
Man.
So, yeah.
I've got to look more into this.
We're actually, you know, DJing, you know, disc jockeys, you know.
Right, exactly. And you know, there's the passion there. You know, DJs nowadays on most radio stations, they have stuff they have to read. Oh, it's 3:22, now you have to read this.
The computer will play the record for you.
Yeah,
don't
whatever.
Worry about
our
that.
World doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
We keep, though, I'm not saying we don't have automated hours of the day. We do.
Yeah.
And we repurpose the programs that our volunteers like Will create during the weekdays in the overnight. So they are rebroadcast between midnight and 6 a.m.
That's great. Perfect. Because like some people are day people, some people are night people.
Right.
So I want to hear the radio at night. Yeah. What a great station to have.
Right, and you're hearing real people doing it.
Yeah, I remember how great KTHX was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Overnight, like I'd be up all night and I'd listen to that, like the DJ in there just playing all that great stuff. It was such a beautiful
And you never knew
thing.
Really what was going to come up next because
yeah.
it wasn't formula
exactly.
enough for you to begin to predict
it,
right?
Such a free-form thing, yeah.
Right, and that's
it's an art.
That's what we live for. When I first started in radio, which was in Carson City, in my high school days, radio was done like we do it now at our level. The FCC said you had to live in your community if you owned a radio station, and you could only have one AM and one FM, and you had to do a certain amount of public
service.
Announcement as public service broadcasting. And that all kind of went away in the 90s when Bill Clinton signed that bill in 93 that kind of allowed for all the big corporations to scoop up all the radio stations and make them all sound the same. You know, it was the idea of any product anywhere. You want your product on the shelf to be, you know, recognizable and people know what they're buying and they get what they want when you do that. But it lost a lot of personality. And a lot of the connection to what things go on in the lives of the people who are actually listening in that town.
And that's discovery.
Discovery.
Well, that's a great word. You fell in love with a DJ and you trusted them and they would bring you things that you would like. And it was a personality-based thing. It wasn't just some empty name that, that played stuff that played someplace else well.
Trust is a great word to use and you know, that's one of the things that community radio has that commercial radio doesn't have anymore. People in the community, they know you're they're your neighbor, right? And they know that you're talking about what's happening in their town and you're playing music for them and they really dig that. It's a cool thing. And in the world of radio in America right now, community radio stations are blossoming like mushrooms across the country.
There's a real hunger and a need for that.
There is. Yeah. And the commercial radio stations, I was just reading a report the FCC put out that last year, 45 FM stations, commercial FM stations went off the air, just couldn't make it. Competition, there are too many of them, and the competition's too
crazy. There's always format changes, and just like it's just not what it used to be. I subscribe and listen to satellite radio because I think a lot of the great DJs are on that format now.
The guys who were doing it in the day.
But I pay a premium for that. But I can't listen to regular terrestrial radio at all. I mean, community radio, I listen to KWNK in my garage. On my little radio.
Because it's the discovery thing. You're going to hear stuff you wouldn't hear elsewhere.
You find that new stuff.
All those shows are programmed by volunteer DJs.
You used to have to call the DJ and ask them what they're playing, but now you got that Shazam app on your phone. You can just bust that out. It'll tell you what the song is too.
But it's great to have the curation. I mean, that's what I love about our volunteer team. These people come in with the passion and they talk about the records like, and you know they love what they're doing and they love what they're playing and they impart that kind of a good feeling with the music.
It felt like even back in the day on the KOZZ, which is, this is awesome that you told me you were from Carson because that's where I graduated high school from.
What year?
88.
Me for 73.
Okay. All right.
50 and years last year.
I'm listening to the radio and thinking, man, I would sure love to be a DJ. That's defunct is fucking cool. And I called in and won some tickets to a show. And I think I told you this on the last show you were here and you knew that story. But but back in even on KOZZ, they could do like 2 for Tuesday or play Led Zeppelin for a whole hour or what, you know, like seemed like the DJ wanted to give you something. Like Max still does that these
days. He does. And, you know, we got popular doing that, and then the corporate bean counters noticed, and then they hired somebody to come in and make us better, and that was a consultant who came in and just laid a bunch of kind of bullshit on everything and kind of formulated it. And there that just kind of – it was like a leak of an oxygen tank in outer space just slowly leaking out all of its love and personality for its music.
Yeah.
Not that they don't play a lot of great music, and Max is one of the fabulous guys who breaks all the rules and can still do it on commercial radio. God bless him, man. I hope he lives forever.
Yeah. An institution in Reno.
He sure is, man.
He's read a couple books, too.
He was – you know, I remember when he – before he got hired at KOZZ, he used to send us cassette tapes, and he would make the handmade labels with his little Dancing Beer Can Productions logo on them. And he would give us original songs and songs he thought we ought to be playing on the radio, and he would make these cassettes and send them to us. And then it was like, oh, this kid has got – this kid is awesome, man. And then he started coming and hanging around, and then he got hired, and that was that, and now it is.
Yeah, he's got the gumption, and then, like, he gave the gumption to Johnny Bailey.
Johnny's a rock star.
That's pretty awesome. We're going to have Johnny and Max on for our Father's Day show coming up.
Coming up. Awesome. That's
just
great.
A couple weeks from now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, what else do you want to – well, in fact, we came here today because we want to talk about not so much the radio station, but we want to tell you about that because I'm wearing the T-shirt.
Let's start with what it is. Yeah. And now what do you got for us pertaining to that subject?
Well, part of it is something Will is very passionate about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to start probably about an hour once a week playing all local music. And we want to start collecting local music from local bands and promoting that and just getting that out there. And so that's something that's going to be coming up here in the next few weeks and whatnot. But
cool.
I really think it's, you know, when I was in high school, I played in bands and, you know, and been a part of the music communities in different cities and stuff. And it's just – it's such an important part of any city is the local music scene. And so we really want to at KNVC promote that, play it, and get those people you know, a little bit of airtime during the day and just start collecting those songs again.
How can they get their music to you? I mean, do you get –
Yeah, so the main way is I set up a Google form on and it's on our website, knvc.org. And so you can go there and just answer a couple questions. We do have to be careful with FCC rules and you know, cussing and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And so I asked them to just kind of copy their lyrics in there so we can just preview them. But you can fill out the form real quick and easy and then upload the file on the Google form. And that way we can get it onto our into our station servers and all that.
Yeah. If you already have some local music already, like Roxy Colley, would you be adding that to that show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. The whole idea of the program is to highlight.
So we don't have to like fill out.
No. Okay, well, cool. There's a good question. Do you want these guys to do the paperwork them do the paperwork?
No.
Just because it would torture them a little bit.
I'm not pro paperwork.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you already have it. It's already
enough of that.
It's already submitted.
Community radio anti paperwork.
No, if you got CDs, that's totally easy.
Well, Will, if you're looking for and you'd want the lyrics, are you looking? You're looking for bad words. Are you also looking for content? Like if a Reno band had a song about having sex with the dead or something, would that still get through?
Whew, that would have to go in front of a team of our own volunteers to determine whether or not that was appropriate.
I just wanted to know if it was content or also just
well, I don't know if we really thought about the content side of it.
Yeah. So the FCC rules, they're kind of tricky like that. Like,
yeah, they are.
It's not just the word. It can be context as well. So
and we can get in trouble if one person makes a complaint officially through the FCC website, then we can get called to the mat on it, have to explain it, and maybe end up with a fine that would close our doors.
Some busybody stumbles upon it while she's driving across Carson City. And then she's
with
the
baby in the back.
I need
back,
to write a letter to somebody about this because this offends me.
So, that's the thing about commercial mass media broadcast. You have to be careful that everybody is listening.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that would be the only concern. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you got a song about that subject, maybe pick another song.
I only know three bands that have three songs about that. So that's why it popped up in my head as a possible.
Of course. Of course.
We just won't put those. They have other songs. It's fine.
Yeah.
So we've always played local music. It's not like this is a brand new thing we're doing. Mm-hmm. But what Will has done since he became music director a number of months ago was to really re-energize the local music kind of structure within the radio station, how we get music from artists. Before, you know, people would, and they still do, we get dozens and dozens of CDs every week. Mm-hmm. But the better way is to, you know, go online and upload a file
and give
us one song you really think we should be playing on the radio because it's the best work you do. Mm-hmm. And that reflects beautifully on the entire community. And the community is what it's all about.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Bring
That's
it together
awesome.
For a full hour of local shows.
Yeah.
And we also, of course, play local music in all of our hours of the day where it's appropriate. I mean, you know, obviously in the mostly 70s show, you don't hear much local music. But there's a handful of local artists in Carson City who get some pretty good airplay because they got in early with us. But now we just want to make sure that everybody who's a local artist has a broadcast outlet that, you know, because I've called every single commercial radio station in our community and asked them, do you play local music? And I got 100%, nope, can't do it.
No, there used to be some, but
our organization won't let us. The X was the last
out.
One who did.
Yeah.
And
the
X was doing it like one time or two times a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the corporate people said, no more of that. We got to.
Well, you know how the corporate people are. You know, they got
to
get their kickbacks
from
the record companies, right? But, you know, so our commitment is there, and we've made it easier thanks to the form that Will designed, and we have on our website now. If you go to KNVC.org, and you click on contact and you scroll down. You'll get some information about things that are new and what we're doing, and then you get some of the highlighted programs, featured programs, and right under the featured programs part is a link that says, are you a band with a cool original song? You want to upload it? Here's the place. Just click here. So that's where you find it. Now, I think we're going to actually work a little, because we're going to redesign the website here as another portion of what we're doing with all this stuff. And we'll make that a more prominent button on maybe on the homepage where you just click right there and get right to submitting your local music. Mm-hmm. But the voice of the community, man, when you sing your original song, you're adding to the chorus of what it's all about to live in Northern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And that's what we love.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We sure do. We kind of do. We feel like we, you know, we do community. It's, you know, it's a little juvenile and rated R.
Yes.
But our whole thing is the community, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we love the Reno scene, and we want to make sure that there's an archive of that.
Right.
Yeah. So we've been.
And you know, I'm hoping too that what we built will could be a model for other community radio stations, and you know, maybe we start something that brings a better opportunity for artists at the very bottom in communities to get to move up in the world and get more recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at 95.1, what's your signal strength? Are you guys just pretty much broadcasting the Eagle Valley, or you got any,
Actually, we're well, you read the legal ID every day, so
yeah. So we broadcast to Carson, out to Dayton, Gardnerville, and Washoe Valley.
Okay. South end of Washoe Valley, right? So you can hear us in Pleasant Valley, and you can even hear us around the Mount Rose Highway area of South Reno.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Right, and then all the way south to Markleyville. We are recently we have a campaign going on right now to expand that stuff. But to your question, 100 watts is the maximum limit for a community radio station, which gives you
an average
coverage of 20 to 30 miles.
You guys are reaching 100,000 people probably
on
the air, and then plus all over the world on the website.
Yeah, 100,000 people within the earshot of our broadcast, and then whatever adds to that from – and we can see that. We have listeners around the world.
Yep.
I don't know if they're bots. I have a bunch of people in Russia who listen.
I used to like to just get on and listen to college radio stations from around the country,
right?
Because they all had a stream on their website, so you find some really great stuff.
Before there was a website, we used to try to tune in those radio stations late at night that were bouncing off the AM stations, were bouncing off the clouds. Farthest one I ever got away was in Norway.
Oh, wow.
Where we were able to listen to a Norwegian radio station in the middle of the night. But that was, what you had to do to stay busy and active in Carson City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back in the 60s.
Right.
What's the website they go to if they want to listen?
Yeah.
So it's knvc.org. And we're also we're going to have the form there. And then we're also asking anyone who wants to share, because it's just a link, that you can email or you can send a text or whatever. The local musicians, if they submit some music, then share it with other friends and do kind of a word of mouth kind of a thing.
Yeah, that helps us all. That helps the whole musical community locally.
Yeah, and you're on the Facebook, Instagrams, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, we got Facebook and Instagram. I think that's what we're at right now.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, basically.
Yeah, and if you search up KNVC, radio, you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram.
We have a terrific social media volunteer who does – she designs, little tiles for each of the programs, and she does the kind of here's what's coming up today stuff online on our website or on our social media pages.
Yeah, all the different talents pulled together.
Laura Templeton. Heads up to Laura Templeton.
With VC in your name, do you reach Virginia City?
Virginia City is difficult. In fact, this whole region is difficult because of
mountains.
Mountains.
Right. It's the geology that challenges, right? And anywhere there's a big mountain between us and you, we're going to be hard to get.
Right.
But actually, one of the things we were trying to do this last year was find somebody interested up in Virginia City so that we could put a translator up there. Mm-hmm. And
it's a repeater or something?
Yeah, a repeater up there. But you got to get FCC coverage on that. You got to go through the whole application process, and they won't open that window. Hopefully, it'll be this fall. So then we'll look at the opportunity of being able to plug in some things that'll help us kind of get the whole just area
on the other side of some hills.
Get those shadows, yeah. those broadcast yeah. shadows, and yep. right. get some sunshine in there.
KNVC should be. Yeah,
in if you were in Iowa, you'd definitely reach that far.
Oh my
God! Yeah, yes. but the mountains,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, right. So this ain't Iowa, thank God.
These guys aren't only DJs and pillars of the community. They also are musicians, and they brought their guitars today.
Yeah,
so
we
better get on with the music. We've been talking for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's start with Steve, since Will, our friend, did the Patreon show earlier.
He's
going
to have to plug me in. Okay. Thank you.
So we'll get going with Steve, and then
pick up your feet.
Do the back there and forth. Go. Or we'll do one from Steve and do one from Will.
There we go.
I'm gonna go fill up my coffee. I'll be right back.
Is that code for something?
Probably.
Okay, so I'm to play a song now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, please. We're ready to go. All right, so I was gonna kind of give you guys the opportunity to choose one, but I think I'm just gonna go ahead and this is the latest thing I wrote in January of this year. This is a song about the blues and about how, you know, the world is always imposing on us, and the blues come in all kinds of shapes and forms and hues, and this is called Blue Like My Heart Blue. Sinner has a future, every saint has a past, everyone has a now, but fears that it won't last. Keep your light shining, whatever you do, and when you paint your masterpiece, paint it. We all share a love for peace, but still the wars don't end. Some say gods will intervene, but I can't wait till then. I'll just keep my light shining, do all I can do, and when I paint my masterpiece, I'll paint it blue. Holidays, blue as darkest night, blue as bright as rainbows blaze. Is everywhere, still not enough to go around for those afraid to share. Just keep your light shining, whatever you do, and when you paint your masterpiece, paint it blue. Ooh, blue, blue, blue. Every sinner has a future, every saint has a past. Everyone has a now, but fears that it ain't gonna last. Keep that light shining, do all you can do, and when you paint your masterpiece, paint it blue. Blue, 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 blue like my heart. Blue, blue like my heart, blue, blue, blue.
You're nice.
Nice.
Oh, nice, man.
Thank you. So, you know, one of the cool things about the team at the radio station, there's a lot of creativity. A lot of songwriters. Spike McGuire is one of our volunteers. Also, Mike Flo Rotman.
King.
Mike Rotman has some great material. Jim Bowers, who plays with a band called Cavour.
Cavour, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, those guys. They're pretty cool, man.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They remind me of the Flying Burrito Brothers a little bit.
Yeah, that vibe of that sort of in-between folk and country and rock and roll kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
They're cool. You saw them at New Year's Eve at a pizza place in, right near the Atlantis here in Reno. I forget the name of the pizza place, but they put on a great show. The crowd was super into it. There's a ton of people there, too. And a really good band. They got a great harmonica player, drums, guitar, bass, and
a terrific upright bass player.
Nice. Upright bass.
That cat rocks it.
Yeah, and then Jim plays dobro and steel guitar as well.
Right.
And he's really good at
that. Yeah, so the point being is that, you know, we make the music that we like to play on the radio, and we invite everybody to kind of join the party.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Oh, get a song from Will.
All right.
Hope that didn't break anybody's eardrums.
Right. There we go. We've heard it all.
We've heard worse.
All right. Cool.
All right, Will.
Have you guys ever been out to the Ruby Mountains?
Yes.
In, you know, outside of Elko?
Memorial Canyon and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So my wife, she grew up, her family liked to deer hunt, and every fall they'd go out there and do that. And then her dad passed away, and we did a trip out to the Rubies to put his ashes out there, and it turned out to be a pretty heavy trip. You know, we're out there for a week, but you know that was like the main reason we're out there. And when I got back from that trip, I wrote this song, it was just like kind of, you know, processing that whole experience and all that kind of stuff. So. The song's called, there's a lot of aspen trees out there in Lamoille Canyon, and people carve their names in the trees and all that. So it's called, They Carve Their Names in the Sides of Trees. They carve their names in the sides of trees. And the hills remain to witness beauty. No one goes back, no one can see, but the stories I hold, they will always belong. Sight of trees, we scaled their heights and felt their breeze, and felt their breeze. No one goes back, no one can see. Stories I hold, they will always belong to me. They carve their names in the sides of trees. And the hills remain to witness beauty.
Nice.
Pretty.
Local music about what it means to live in northern Nevada, man.
Yep.
Dude, as you were playing that, I don't know if you guys realize this film because you're on the other side of the house, but the whole sky is partly cloudy and all the edges have turned pink and,
oh,
and it
man.
Looks like rain is falling all the way around the edges of the Washoe Valley, but not right here. And
yeah.
And it's it was super pretty, and I sat there and stared at that while you played that song.
So nice.
That's a perfect soundtrack to my sunset.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's great.
We came prepared to share some music from other local players, too. So.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got some recordings, right?
Yeah, well, we did send you some stuff. I wanted to, you know, my band, Wabuski Yachting Club, we were fortunate enough to have last year a guy join us who is an icon in, you know, local music. His name is Colin Ross. I don't know if you guys know Colin. Keyboard player,
I've definitely heard of him.
An amazing piano player. Mm-hmm. The kind of a musician that you play any chord for him, and he'll tell you what it is just right away from ear. I mean, he's got one of those brains that, you know, he played just about every instrument there could be. If you walked into his living room, there's a harpsichord, there's a grand piano, there's a Wurlitzer electric piano, there's a one of those old Wurlitzer organs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Plus a collection of guitars that is out of this world, including a beautiful 1937 National that that his wife bought for him for a birthday gift. But, you know, he joined our
good
band
one.
And he really upgraded what we were doing in our band. But he joined us not because he wanted to, you know, that we were great or anything like that. He was one of these rare birds who was making a living at music in the local community, and he was doing it by mixing up, playing at local restaurants, playing concerts and gigs that he put together with his jazz band and his Americana band, and also playing in hospitals and memory centers and you know, the kinds of senior homes and places like that. In fact, he made whole albums of music just to comfort people in those situations, people who were coming to, you know, that point of near death,
cool.
right? It was very cool.
Yeah.
And you know, so he brought a lot to the community. And to me, he encompassed the whole idea of, you know, there's a music industry where, you know, everybody's making the big money, Beyonce and Taylor Swift and, you know, whoever else you want to mention up there. But real music in America happens a lot closer to the street. And so there's music community. And then there's music industry, and Colin was successful in the music community and on many, many levels. And he passed away a couple of months ago. Cancer got him real quickly. But I wanted to bring some of his music to play. So if we're ready to do that, he's got – if you go online to ColinRossMusic.com, you'll find a great variety of things he's done, and it's all excellent quality. And this is a song I love particularly called Broken Down Train.
My heart is like a broken down train, hauling nothing, headed nowhere. My dreams are like tears in the rain, falling down, down, down to the ground, where they gather and all disappear. Your love is like a thief in the night, stealing moments, leaving memories. We're caught between the dark and the light, holding on, on till it's gone, never knowing who's wrong or who's right. On a sidetrack with nowhere to go, weeds growing up through the wheels. Odds are against ever rolling again. Time never borrows his hand.
Yeah, what a cool song.
Man, that was beautiful sweet. Voice.
Yeah.
You know, an example of what happens in your local community is as good as music anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All you got to do is go find it. And so thanks to the work Will has been doing, we're making it easier for people to go find it.
Yeah, I mean, still to this day, a lot of my favorite bands are bands who never made it.
That, right.
But they're like, I'll remember those shows in my mind. Like, they were just, you know. Fucking like special too, because you don't get them every day, and you know,
just like a moment.
You can
time.
Still go see the Foo Fighters, just, you know, right now in 2024, but you can't go see Gunshot Liquor. We, you know,
right?
We got to see that,
right? You know. Yeah, Gunshot Liquor. I remember we
or
included
the Atomics, who put one of the best shows on,
right?
Ever, you know,
and both of those bands ended up on KOZZ Homegrown albums.
Oh yeah,
back
good.
In the day when KOZZ was still cared about local music.
Yeah,
oh,
they did that
I should
for
talk
a few
about
years,
them like
yeah.
that. I'm sorry, but that's, it was a different time then than it is
well,
now.
When
and I don't really
to
want to throw
more.
Any shade, right?
Yeah.
It's because they aren't really
allowed.
It is
really what it is. Yeah. Yeah. They, what they do is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's just not that anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why we fill that hole.
Back in the '90s, Zoinks, Bad Moon Space.
Oh, we love Zoinks.
Yeah. That album was amazing. Yeah. And still is amazing. You know, but I listened to it so much back in the day.
Yeah. So much good local music.
What'd you bring to play?
I don't know. So I just sent it today. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, so I brought a song by Liam Kyle Cahill.
Liam's our homie. We've had him on a bunch.
Dude, he's been on recently.
Recently.
We're not even done being sick of him yet.
Yeah. I brought him because he's a Carson High graduate, you know, and kind of representing Carson City. And he was I didn't teach him, but he was there my first year I was a teacher. He was still at Carson High School, so that's kind of weird. It makes me feel really old.
Get used to it.
But I love Liam's music. I love his energy. I love his positive outlook on everything, and he's a good guy, and representing Carson City. And so I brought in one of his songs, Four Leaf Clover.
'Cause I just found a four leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float above the ground and come back down to you I love the most. I constantly push folks away. I don't know how I got this way. Play my guitar night and day, saying things I need to say. And if you think it, it's probably true, considering things I've done to you. All the long nights I put you through, they were long for me too. And if we ever make it past all the leaving and the coming back, don't you know I have your back and love you to the moon and back? 'Cause I just found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float above the ground and come back down to you I love the most. To dream, you're often bursting at the seams with love and positivity about this life and what it means. 'Cause a Rubik's Cube is puzzling like this woman that I try to read. There's a pattern that I just can't see, but maybe it's just me. And if we ever make it past all the leaving and the coming back,
Don't you know I have your back? And love you to the moon and back. Cause I just found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. You think that you're the one who's lucky when you're standing next to me. Baby, I'm the one who's glowing. Yes, it's me who gets to float above the ground and come back down to you. I love the most. Cause I found a four-leaf clover. I must have won the lottery. I think that I'm the one who's lucky, baby, when you're standing next to me.
Awesome.
Aw, Liam.
Our homie.
Awesome.
Was that Casey Christensen doing the backups? Probably.
Is that right? Yeah. I don't know if she was on that recording or not, but it could be.
There was a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Liam knows a ton of people.
That's
yeah.
true.
Like, it's always she like 80 people playing on one his album. Yeah. So
yeah. That's
like
true.
Has all his friends.
Cool
play,
ass
so.
Dude. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and he's just out there because he's been grinding away for a while now. Just,
oh,
you know,
dude.
Doing all the thing.
Yeah.
It's just it's cool to see someone you know, put that kind of energy
yeah,
into.
He's
just
still,
like
still
unstoppable.
We've been following Liam for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're proud of him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping
amazing.
The best for him.
Definitely leveled up a few times.
Yeah.
Great smile. Awesome. Good looking dude. Just got everything.
Oh, yeah.
He just got everything.
I want him to be my friend and shit. I want him
for
to be
real.
Like, oh, you want to hang out, Liam?
Oh, yeah.
Any,
when you go someplace.
Go. What are you doing?
When you go someplace and he acts like vibe, he knows you, you know? It's like, holy shit. Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, I saw him open for Chuck Reagan and Sparks at a small venue there. And it was one of the first, like, kind of bigger shows that he got to be on. And he was just so pumped about it, you know, and just
yeah.
smiling.
And yeah, he loves Chuck Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great artist.
So cool.
Can I bring up another kind of an event that's coming up for local artists?
Absolutely.
Okay, so do you remember the Forte Awards?
I
oh,
do.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That was a thing a couple of years ago. Some people in town who are big fans of local music started an organization called Friends of Reno Tahoe Entertainers, and which is Forte. Mm. And then that group of people created an award show. Mm-hmm. To you know, acknowledge and just kind of put some wind in the sails of local, not only the musicians, but mm-hmm. dancers and classical artists and theater people, try to recognize all of the arts and you know just kind of give people the way to go, a couple fist bumps for what they've done, sent them home with cool little you know award things mm-hmm. that they can put on their mantle. Well, the pandemic kind of killed it, yeah. and so now you know
there were two of them, right?
There were.
It happened for 2 years.
I thought it was three.
Okay, I missed. I was there at the first one.
Yeah, I only remember.
And then I had to work the next time.
No,
it happened.
No, you're right. No, the third one got canceled in March of 2020.
Oh,
that's right.
That makes sense.
That's right. So, but the people who did it think fondly of the event because they were really cool events at the Grand Sierra in the beautiful theater with the big production on the huge
oh, yeah.
stage. Right, mm-hmm. It was pretty magic. But so they want to have a party, just a reunion party. So. June 29th at the Musicians Rehearsal Center, 4 to 8 o'clock. Everybody is invited, local music people and everybody who loves them, fans of Reno Tahoe Entertainers, invited to come on out and just have a party to celebrate our local music scene. Maybe someday there will be another Forte Awards, but, you know, the yeah. money takes money to get it done. So right now we just want to party and remember it and get as many people as we can to come out and just get collegiate about our local music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that'll be a motivation for people to think, you know, we really should do this again.
Yeah, see, yeah. That's the thing. We're trying to marshal some support.
We should get together more.
Yeah, find somebody with some money.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Woody, who owned the Musicians Rehearsal Center, funded those first couple, and they were expensive.
I didn't know that.
It was expensive.
They were big events, yeah. They were flashy. I mean, it was like
flashy.
A classy place. Yeah.
Right.
Red
and
carpet.
Colin Ross played, he did all the incidental music on the stage in between things.
Wow.
Remember that? On his grand piano, on his Steinway. And so, yeah, that was another thing that I remember about him.
That was really cool. And I remember Murder Rock went in costume.
Oh, I remember. Oh, my God. I still have it. And, you know, we had the wall out front for everybody to get pictures. Uh-huh. And we had, probably about a dozen different local photographers who are great photographers.
Yeah.
All there shooting and sharing those shots with everybody.
Downstairs, on my kitchen, there's on the wall, there's a photograph of me and the Grimtones
there
standing on that wall.
There you go. Yep.
And they make me look like a heavy dude because they're both like 110 pounds. So.
Yeah, it was good. So, you know, if anybody wants to come out and join us, we're going to have a party.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
You.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time, so no quiz this week.
No, good.
Aww.
Will, you'll have to join us another time so yeah, we can get you
so
quizzed.
We can ask you terrible questions that your students will really want to hear.
Yeah, this is probably a blessing in disguise. Yeah,
I have previously bared my soul, and I will tell you that it can be an embarrassing experience.
Right. This is, we deeply regret some of the things we've asked.
Oh, you don't regret any of it.
No, I'm talking way back, man.
Instead of regret, we just modified for other people.
Yeah.
We're like, sorry, sorry, not sorry, but we modify.
Questions designed to bare your soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We leave knowing each other better.
I like a lot of mundane stuff too.
Stephen Colbert stole that idea.
Oh yeah, I think he did. And then I'd borrow some of his questions too.
Sure, of course.
Yeah,
he's a huge fan of the show.
Everybody who does this.
Apples or oranges?
Oh, I would go with apples just because they're more
oranges for me.
Versatile.
Oranges. I would go oranges because apples give me the bad news.
Hmm. Oranges are more of a pain in the ass.
They are a pain in the ass.
And apples keep the doctor away.
But they are so aromatic.
Oh, and there's many types of apples, and there's many types of oranges, too.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the store only has like one
kind.
Yeah,
not at Rayleigh's, you're right. Yeah.
There's several kinds of apples, but there's just the one orange.
Yeah.
I will ask, Will, one rapid fire, though.
Yeah, go for it.
Deadhead or Juggalo?
Oh, good one.
Deadhead.
Deadhead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I'm not a big Deadhead, but I would say American Beauty is one of my
that's a damn good album. That's,
yeah, it's amazing. My favorite Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
I had so many friends just went down to see the Grateful
at the Sphere.
Dead Company at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Do you know Charlie Aboud? Charlie's a local chef.
What's he all about?
He's a local chef and a big Deadhead. Uh-huh. And he went down there and he's been posting thousands of pictures.
Oh,
wow. They're all.
I bet that's probably, awesome. That was probably a good scene.
More tie dye than any eye ought to have to consume.
Good. All those people used to be together all the time and now they just get to see each other every few years.
Yeah, so, right.
I feel like Fishheads and Grateful Dead people, now that they've both done those shows at the Spheres, they're going to be like, this outdoor field show's cool, but
can I throw some shade on the Sphere before we're done? I personally I love the band, but it seems to me that, and I haven't been there, so I haven't experienced it. I'm just seeing it secondhand that the Sphere becomes the star, not the band.
Yeah, they
kind of hate that, right? Because they're one inch tall, and there's this huge. Yeah. Visual thing happening.
Ridiculous Las Vegas situation, though.
Exactly.
That's how Las Vegas does things.
That's how Las Vegas does things,
right? Yeah.
I think it takes away from the magic of the music myself, but that's just me. Yeah. People, I don't know anybody who's gone to one of those shows and said, I wish I hadn't.
Yeah. Sorry. I've been to hockey games in different cities around the country, and I've liked the Golden Knights. I've been to 5 games there at that place. And the whole spectacle and, the theatrics and the presentation and the party that's going on there is way different than any place else. Because that's just what Las Vegas is. It's
Vegas.
A ridiculous place that's unlike any place else in the world.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So that's just the way they do things.
Though, we could use a little more of that ridiculousness elsewhere, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it's amazing that a place like Las Vegas exists in the world.
Yeah.
But that's what they do.
If every place was ridiculous, it would no longer be ridiculous.
For sure.
There's some philosophy right there. Right.
We're taking my son to see the Omega Mart in Vegas this summer. So.
I saw the outside. It was too expensive to get in because we were only there for a couple hours. But that whole building, the Area 15 place, is amazing.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah, really good little pinball arcade and some other stuff there in that building.
He's a big gamer, and he's been into it forever.
Omega Mart looks amazing from the outside.
Right.
I heard it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's
awesome.
Weird.
I don't go to Vegas unless I have to.
Same.
I just have to sometimes.
Yeah, it's really hot.
It is. It's really hot.
A lot of
people. Not.
Yeah.
Hey, back on the Grateful Dead thing, I just want to say one a series of albums like Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. Have you guys listened to those?
I've heard of that.
So Pizza Tapes, and then they have a self-titled. There's 3 or 4 of them. But Grisman's an old bluegrass guy, plays mandolin, and him and Jerry Garcia got together and made
some
of the best music. And it's a bunch of Dead tunes, but they're slowed down and way more chill.
Yep.
I mean, they're already pretty chill, But they're even more stonery on these bluegrass albums. Right.
Last time I saw Jerry live was with David, and they were playing at the Fox Warfield in downtown San Francisco.
Nice.
And that was a beautiful show.
I bet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love
that. Yeah, check that out.
Agreed.
Cool.
Yep. So thank you very much for having us on.
Oh, hell yeah. Do we have any, anybody else send any tracks?
We have another track from Colin.
Oh, do we have time to play that?
We'll play it on the way out.
Yeah, we'll close it.
Okay. So before we go, let me just remind you, local musicians, local songwriters, local singers, local bands, if you've got a decent recording, please go to knbc.org, find that little link that's just below the featured shows link on the homepage, and click there and fill out the form and upload your material. We want to hear it. We want to play it. We want everybody to hear it.
Right. And if you don't have a decent recording, you need to get in touch with Dogwater Dick.
Exactly right.
Get over here to the Dogwater Studios.
I will
give
you something you can play on the radio.
Yeah, we'll be radio.
Yep.
Ready.
And if you can't afford it, just be on our stupid podcast and we'll give it to you.
He'll leave
it
alone. You don't have to say that.
That's true.
And I just wanted to say that you guys were the first ones we thought of when we were talking about reaching out because you guys have been so connected to the local music scene. So I just wanted to say thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it's been great. We appreciate
all the work you guys have been doing.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. And
this is stuff we got to know about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this is like right up our alley for sure.
So this song is going to leave us on a bit of a melancholy note.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just the way it is. When I think of Colin, I get, you know, and I think of him daily nowadays, and I'm sorry because we were building a beautiful friendship and it ended prematurely. Mm. And this is kind of a song about how that frickin' thing happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that in life.
Any words you have on the way out before we go to the song?
Well, just that for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Strice, for Cadillac Kim, for Ian, for our former interns who couldn't be here, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This is called Away.
Listen to the radio. The times have changed, but this I know, it's never going to be this way again. Seasons come and seasons go. Listen to the children grow. It's never going to be this way again. We can't go back, we must go on. We're only here until we're gone away. Now's the time we have to live, and love's the gift we have to give away. Standing here on hallowed ground, the world has made another round. I guess I've lived to see another day. When I'm lying in my bed with demons dancing in my head, I don't know how to make them go away. Can't go back, we must go on. We're only here until we're gone away. Now's the time we have to live, and love's the gift we have to give away.